Hello, backstage. I'm so excited that this is a thing now, and we have a place to gather all the questionnaires, which I love doing. I've actually had a few requests to do more questionnaires, because apparently some people like to listen to me talk about myself. That is probably not something I should know, and yet here we are. So Lottie Squeaks wrote up the food and sex questionnaire, which I immediately knew that I had to do, because I love food. I love food a lot, and as it happens, I'm also quite fond of sex. So, okay, here we go. Top 5 famous people you'd like to fuck, fictional or real, any gender. Well, you get a good mix here. James McAvoy. Woo! Yeah. Colin O'Donoghue. This one I suppose counts as real and fictional, because I would take him, or I would take his character, Captain Hook, from Once Upon a Time. Not the best show in the world, kind of one of my guilty pleasures, because sometimes it's really, really good, and sometimes it's really, really not so good. But the cast is incredibly pretty, and he's... Yes, please. There is a woman on the list, Claudia Black, because that voice. Oh my goodness, that voice. Also the body and the face and the hair and everything, but that voice. Jesus. Okay, moving on. My fourth one requires a little bit of explanation, I'm guessing, for most people, because he's famous, but he's not exactly famous in the United States. Tony Leung, a fantastic Chinese actor. I am a huge fan of Chinese film for a long, long time, and he's amazing. For clarification, there are 2 Tony Leungs, and I'm speaking of the older one, star of such wonderful things as Infernal Affairs, which is the first thing I saw him in, and is great. But the movie I would recommend if you want to know who he is and you want something really sexy would be Lust Caution, because it's a great movie all around. It's a great story, beautiful cinematography, and the sex scenes are hot! So, yeah, he's on my list. And the fictional character, as opposed to the real and fictional combo, would be, for me, Captain Malcolm Reynolds, because I want to get it on with Captain Tight Pants. Yes, I do. Yeah, definitely. Okay, top 5 foods you would consider a romantic dinner. Well, this is kind of an odd one, because I would consider a romantic dinner not so much about the food I'm eating as the setting. I'm gonna go to a nice restaurant with somebody and have a romantic dinner, then it doesn't really matter what I eat, as long as I look at something on the menu and it looks good and I eat it. The romance is more about, you know, the guy. So anything that looks good on the menu at any place I might consider romantic would be romantic dinner. Top 5 favorite places to be kissed. You guys want to know my weak spot? I think I might have mentioned this before, but in case you didn't know, the weakest of my weak spots where I like to be kissed is the join of my neck and shoulder, right there at the base. Oh, it's so nice. As for the rest, I like a lot of things. My breasts, all of them, including the nipples, but all of them is good. My lips, the spot right behind my ear, and my forehead, because it's sweet and comforting, especially if my face is in someone's hands when he does it. yeah, that's nice. Okay, top 5 favorite childhood foods. This was so easy. I remember all of this so clearly. Cheerios. Plain Cheerios, because they didn't have necessarily all of the fancy kinds they do now. Plain Cheerios had it almost every morning for breakfast. Little Debbie zebra cakes. I had one a few years ago, because I was like, oh yeah, I used to love these things. And so I bought a box, and I had one, and they were disgusting. I don't know whether they changed the recipe since I was a kid. I know that's happened with a lot of things, because Nilla wafers aren't as good as they used to be either. Or maybe I just didn't care that they were all sugar and fat and air when I was a kid. But now they're kind of gross. But I loved them. They were in my lunch every day. Pretzels? I still love pretzels. Pretzels are wonderful. And Jell-O pudding pops. I wish so much that these were still a thing that was made, because I like all sorts of popsicles, And go ahead and imagine me with my lips around a popsicle right now if you want to be all sexy. But Jell-O pudding pops were the best. Oh, they were so good. Last would be Campbell's Chunky Sirloin Burger Soup. Who doesn't love tiny little hamburgers in their soup as a kid? Because, you know, tiny hamburgers. What's not to love? Okay, the just sex questions. What's one thing most people wouldn't guess that you do in bed? I'm not sure I can shock the GWA audience, but if we're talking about real life, I have not really publicized much of my sex life to anyone, and I think it would surprise a lot of people if they were to find out that I'm a sub, that I am into any of that at all. I think they might have a hard time imagining me bent over a bed getting flogged. Yeah. I don't necessarily think anybody pictures me doing that knows me. What words can a sex partner use that will make you go, take me now? This is not specific words. This is a tone of voice. The authoritative, commanding tone of voice that a dom will use. I am particularly fond of that. And the words almost don't matter. I mean, I'm sure you could say something stupid and silly and it would just make me giggle. But for the most part, yeah, it's the tone of voice. Okay, how long does foreplay usually last for you? This is an it varies answer, because sometimes I am already ready to go and it's like, nope, just shove me against the wall and get started. Definitely had that happen, and that's fine. So that would be a zero foreplay situation. And then I've had extended playtime sessions that I look up and it's 2 hours later and half of that was foreplay. So yeah, it depends on the mood. It depends on how much time I have. It depends on how turned on I am before we start. That sort of thing. Which sense would you be most willing to have restricted during sex and why? Sight. Blindfold me, please. Blindfold me. Oh my God. I love being blindfolded. It's amazing. It makes everything else sharper. And blindfold me, please. Okay. Does a sexual encounter always need to include an orgasm for you to feel satisfied? No, it does not. Mostly because I really enjoy being a giving partner in a one-sided situation. I mean, I like receiving too, don't get me wrong. But I am very, very willing to have a one-sided orgasm encounter where I am doing something for my partner and I don't get my back scratched in return right away. I do expect that I will get the favor returned, you know, eventually. But it doesn't have to be that second, because that would make everything really routine. It's like, oh, every single time I give my partner a blowjob, I have to get, you know, something in return. That's not the way I work. So, the just food questions. What is your favorite type of breakfast food? Bacon. Bacon, 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 bacon. Did I say bacon? I mean to say bacon. I don't need the eggs with it. I am actually not a big fan of eggs, but I will take pancakes. In that case, I would like my bacon with maple syrup on that as well, but that is not necessary. Just the bacon is fine. What is my favorite type of dessert? Oh, I like so many desserts. I'm a big fan of cookies in general. I like to bake them. I like to eat them. I really would have a hard time picking a specific type of cookie that is my favorite because they are all so delicious. But since it's fall and I'm probably going to be baking a batch or two pretty soon here, I will say pumpkin cookies. So cookies in general, and right now since it's fall, pumpkin cookies. Do you subscribe to the cook doesn't clean idea where the person who cooks the meal is automatically excused from doing the dishes? Why or why not? I do not. Mostly because I cook a lot and I spend a lot of time actually in the kitchen cooking. It's a lot of stuff where it isn't just throw it in the oven and come back for an hour, although I do that too. But if I have to stand over the stove stirring something every few minutes, I might as well get some dishes done in the meantime. Sadly, I do not have a dishwasher because that would be fabulous, but that's okay because I don't mind doing them while I'm doing another chore. So I will cook and clean at the same time. How often do I eat out at a restaurant, and how often do I order takeout or delivery? Eating out once a month-ish, I don't go out that much. You know, special occasion dinners for birthdays, holidays, that sort of thing. How often do I order takeout or delivery? Pretty much never anymore. The only thing I ever really did was pizza. And since I discovered how easy it was to do cast iron pan pizza myself, why do I need Pizza Hut personal pan pizza anymore when I can make it myself for like a quarter of the price and it's way better? So yeah, I do it myself now. Have I ever been served breakfast in bed? If yes, by whom and what was the occasion? I have never had a romantic breakfast in bed. That's just not something that has been a part of my life. If I have had breakfast in bed, it was probably my mom bringing it to me when I was home sick from school. Which, not the same thing at all. Still very sweet. Not the same thing at all. Is there any kind of food that you only like prepared a specific way? I'm going to repeat myself and I'm going to say bacon. Very, very critical that the bacon be properly cooked. My bacon has to be fully cooked, not raw and floppy, but it has to still be flexible. If you try and bend a piece of cooked bacon, it should not snap. If you drop it onto the plate, it should not shatter. And it should not be burnt anywhere. I mean, maybe a little bit of burning in the ends. Sometimes that's hard to avoid. I will just sort of ignore that part and eat the rest. But my bacon has to be fully cooked, but bendy. Okay. Name a sex act and a food item that I wish I'd tried sooner. The sex act would be anal. Because when I was less experienced, I wasn't grossed out by it exactly. I was just sort of, that seems strange, and I'm not sure about that. But then later, I began to warm up to the idea, and then when I finally tried it, I was like, that was pretty fun, actually, and I kind of wish I'd done that sooner. The food that I wish I'd tried sooner would be a whole category of food, a whole cuisine. I wish I had experienced Indian food sooner. When I discovered Indian food, within the next few weeks, I had acquired like 5 different Indian cookbooks. And over the next year or so, I had 2 more given to me by friends who were aware of my new obsession with Indian food. Okay, name a sex act and a food item that I tried once and would never again. The sex act, I don't have one. I did try something once, and I haven't done it since. I know I mentioned this before. I have tried doming someone once, and neither of us were very satisfied by the experience, although neither of us were horrified either. I'm not willing to say I would never do it again, though. Just that I would probably try and be better prepared. And I will say it's probably not likely that I would, but I won't shut the door on it either. The food item that I tried once and never would again, well, sadly, it's not so much a matter of trying once. It's a matter of I have to pick it out of other foods because I hate it so much. I hate peas. I like a lot of other vegetables. I've grown to like a lot of things I didn't even like as a kid, but I did try peas again as an adult after I started liking other green vegetables, and I still hate peas. So, yeah, there are no peas in my kitchen. It's just, it's not happening. They're, ugh. Okay. Name a sex act and a food item that I can't live without. Well, the sex act is easy. Penetrative vaginal sex. I like all sorts of things. I like so many more things than I ever thought I would when I started out on this sexual journey. But I will not give up the cock. It's going in me. That is what I can't live without. The food item that I can't live without is, sad to say, tortilla chips. I know they're terrible for me. They have no redeeming value whatsoever. They are junk. But they're so delicious and salty and crunchy. And yeah, I love tortilla chips. I don't even have to have salsa. I'll just eat them on their own. Name a sex act and a food item that makes me feel all warm and fuzzy and happy when I'm done. The sex act would be giving a blowjob. Maybe not what you expected to hear. I suppose that could apply to a lot of different things, but I really revel in the sort of contentment and satisfaction when it's all done. Just seeing my partner lying back and in a daze makes me feel very, very warm inside. The food item that makes me feel similarly, homemade soup. My homemade chicken noodle soup is pretty good. I make my own stock because, you know, that's the best way to go when you have time. Okay, sex and food together. Have I ever been hungry and horny at the same time? Probably. I don't remember any specific instance. Most likely because if I'm that hungry, I'm probably going to eat something and then deal with the horniness. I suppose there have been times where I'm horny enough that I miss a meal because our session goes longer than I planned, and I look up and I'm like, oh, I should have been making dinner a while ago. So if that counts, then I guess I can say yes. Would you ever wear or make your partner wear edible undergarments? If you did, would you actually eat them? I'm not going to say I never would. However, I am going to say I'm not particularly interested. Yeah, it's just not something that appeals to me. Would you ever eat a meal off a sex partner's body? And if so, what kind of food? I've never done it. I've never had someone do it with me as the plate either, although somebody has done body shots off of me, and that was fun. So it's not quite the same thing, but I suppose it sort of falls under the same category. I was having salt licked off my body, so I don't know that I'm necessarily interested in the whole sushi platter on naked girls thing, or naked guys, whichever. It's just not something that turns my crank. What do you think would be the worst meal to have before a sexual encounter, and why? Now, it's very possible that there's an answer that's worse than what I have done, but the worst thing I have done before having sex was drink an entire 32-ounce slushy on an empty stomach. I love slushies. Slurpees, slush puppies, whatever you want to call it. If it is shaved ice or blended ice with some sort of wonderful, sweet, syrupy flavor to it, I will drink it. It's wonderful. I love slushies. It's my favorite summer treat, even more than ice cream. Like, I will take a slushie over an ice cream cone. But, if you have a 32-ounce slushie on an entirely empty stomach and then go and have sex, you have a nasty, seasick, sloshy feeling in your stomach. Because my stomach was definitely moving farther up and down and side to side than the rest of my body was. And that sucked. Oh god, I felt like I was going to throw up, and that is not a feeling you want to have in the middle of sex. So, don't drink a slushie on an empty stomach. This or that questions. Over the knee spanking or bend over in front of me spanking? Both. Also bend over the bed spanking. Also bend over the couch spanking. Why are you making me choose between types of spanking? They're all good. They're all good. I will not choose. Chocolate or vanilla ice cream? If I have to stick to chocolate or vanilla, then I'll go with chocolate. Giving or receiving oral sex? Both. Again. Why do I have to choose? They're both awesome. Okay, cake or pie? Now this one I'm actually going to answer correctly, so you guys don't think I'm just going to waffle my way through everything. In this case, I will choose cake. I don't like as many types of pie as I do cake, because I don't like the texture of a lot of cooked fruits. So I love apples, but I don't want apple pie. I want an apple. Pumpkin pie is pretty good. I like pumpkin pie. And strawberry pie, since the strawberries are still cold in that wonderful syrup in the baked shell, strawberry pie in the summer is really nice. But yellow cake, chocolate cake, spice cake, white cake, butter cake, pound cake, pumpkin cake, all cake. Cake is good. Okay, gags or blindfolds? Blindfolds. Please, yes, blindfold me. Please, please blindfold me. However, I'm not opposed to gags. I don't happen to have any gags that are specifically for that purpose. I'm sure I have plenty of things that I could improvise a gag from if necessary. I would be willing to be gagged, but I would beg to be blindfolded. When making a PBJ, oh, I don't even need to finish this. I don't eat PBJ. I know, right? What? What you're all saying? She doesn't eat peanut butter and jelly. I like peanut butter. I love peanut butter. Peanut butter cookies are fantastic. Homemade peanut butter, also awesome. I do that sometimes when I'm feeling fancy. But peanut butter and jelly on bread is just too much squish. If I'm gonna have jelly, I want it on toast or on English muffins. I don't want it with peanut butter. I don't do peanut butter and honey either. Still too squish. Too much squish. Okay, facing each other or from behind? Both? Both? Also, all sorts of other positions? I'm not choosing between sex positions there. Pretty much everything I've done is fantastic. I will say that reverse cowgirl can be difficult to pull off sometimes, but still fun. And the last this or that question, sour or spicy? I like both. I like spicy foods, but sour wins. My favorite type of potato chip is salt and vinegar. And I love lemonade, and I love Warheads candy. I hadn't had those in years, and then some of them turned up in a gift box I got. And I was like, oh my god, Warheads! I'd almost forgotten about how great these are. And I ate all of them in like an hour. There was only a handful. It's not like I gorged myself, but I didn't taste anything for the rest of the day because all of my taste buds were gone. So sour wins in the sour or spicy debate. And finally, what kind of food would I bring to a GWA potluck picnic? Well, I am already committed, because this came up once before on another person's audio that I commented on. He suggested a GWA potluck picnic, and I told him he would be responsible for the barbecue, and I would bring the potato salad. So everyone else is welcome to bring whatever they like, and you know, if there's enough of us, we'll probably need someone else to bring potato salad too, because it's very popular when you're having that sort of thing. I will say, I went to a potluck wedding reception once, which was interesting. I'd never been to one like that. Somebody made tamales, and I was like, oh my god, that is the best idea ever. I think I had like 6 of them. They were so good. But I've never made tamales, so someone else will have to bring those. I will bring the potato salad. All done with the questionnaire. I hope you have enjoyed it. I hope everyone is having fun in our new sister sub. I foresee a lot of crazy antics here, and yay!